faith in God, faith in Jesus, faith in the Holy Spirit. God's word this morning is from the Gospel lesson according to Mark, as he records Jesus' words, and we find those words in chapter 7, the Gospel lesson for this morning. And Jesus is talking with the Pharisees. The Pharisees are challenging Jesus. They want to hear from Jesus. They want to see and hear his missteps so they can charge him, so they have reason to bring him before the Sanhedrin and to murder him. So Jesus says to them, after the Pharisees say, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? Jesus said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. The theme is hearts that belong to him. Hearts that belong to God. How do we acknowledge belongness? How do we look at things and say, they're mine? Well, if you travel much and you get down to the baggage carousel and you watch the luggage go around and around and around, and you wonder how these people pick up their own luggage. It's mine. Well, some people put on the yellow or purple or multicolored kind of ribbons on their belonging luggage so that they can pull it out and say, it's mine. We, on the other hand, have these red tags on. When we travel by Viking cruises, they send us luggage tags. We've got more luggage tags than we can use, right? But you put that luggage tag on and you're looking for the red tag that goes around. And when that's also situated between other red tags, you gotta look very closely and you gotta be real fast to grab your luggage. But that piece of luggage is mine, it belongs to me. When I was growing up in elementary school, and we'd go to Cobb Elementary, and it didn't make any difference what kind of time of the year. If you wore a jacket, you had your name on it. If you wore a raincoat or a winter coat, you had your name on it because it belonged to you, so that it wouldn't get used by someone else. The Pharisees here are trying to get to trip up Jesus in this belonging in hearts. And so they use the example of his disciples taking things and eating them with defiled hands. You gotta wash first. You gotta do this first. You got to belong, because the traditions tell you that you need to belong. But Jesus says, now you hypocrites, you that think that you're bold and strong, listen to this. Isn't this what Isaiah the prophet is speaking to you? And he reads about the hypocrisy. He reads about the hearts. He reads about the lips that say something, and yet the heart is far from it. Now, let's bring it down into our lives. We belong to Jesus. We belong to God because he has brought us into his kingdom and holy baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He has claimed us. He has put his stamp of approval on us because of Jesus. He has grabbed hold of us. He holds us in his hand. We are his children. But the problem is that we sin. Paul talks about this sin. The wages of sin is death. He tells us about the horribleness of sin. In the seventh chapter of this book of Romans, he says, the thing that I want to do, I cannot do. It is because sin is dwelling in me. We claim to be Christ's disciples. Yet because of that sin, our hearts are far from God. Oh yes, we've come together. We've come into church. And we say, you know, I'm a disciple of Jesus. And I'm here. And I'm proclaiming my faith. But what happens when we leave here? We leave here, the assembly of the believers, where it's comfortable to proclaim Christ as Lord. And we go out into the world. We go out into being with other people. The problem is, our hearts start to flutter away from Jesus. Our hearts start to move away and say it's okay to ignore God. It's okay not to confess Jesus. It's okay not to live according to the Word of God. And Jesus was signifying these Pharisees, trying to single them out because they proclaimed their righteousness in front of others. But he knew that their hearts were far from him. And so he's making them an example. He is also giving us an example not how to live. That our lips confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but our hearts are from God. They are moving away when we live in the world. And you see, that's what God here is pointing to, that we need to come back to Jesus, not just at the communion rail, not just sitting here together, but also as we live in the world. There was an illustration I read about this police officer who was following this vehicle. And this vehicle had a tendency to move in and out of the traffic. And you've seen people like that. The other day I don't know where we were, but all of a sudden this truck came up behind me and went and started spinning through the traffic. Well, this gal was in an SUV, and all of a sudden she went to the turn lane, and of course she was stopped by the red arrow. A police officer stopped behind her, went up and knocked on her window, and she rolled down the window and he said, "Would you please get out of the car, ma'am?" And she says, "Why? I want to arrest you for what you were doing." And she says, "Well, what was I doing? I didn't think you were a Christian because you weren't obeying the law and weren't looking out for others because of all your tags on the back of the vehicle." Now, we claim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We bow our heads in grace at meals, but sometimes, well, I dare say a lot of times, our hearts start to go away from Christ. We have the label of a Christian, and yet we don't live according to Christianity. We don't live according to the standards that God has set. God has set so many standards high, we can't reach them. And yet through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have faith in Jesus. And yet, each and every day, we need to come back to the throne of grace and to acknowledge our sin and to seek his forgiving love. As he does, he forgives us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Through the prophet Jeremiah, he says, "I will remember their sins no more." Through the psalmist, he says, "As far as the east is from the west, I will remember their sins no more." You see, God forgives us our sins. And he lifts us up and he encourages us. And he gives us power to live according to what he wants us to live. Yes, the law is there. And we sin against the law. We sin against those commandments that says, honor thy father and thy mother. We sin against those laws when he says, thou shalt not murder. And yet, we sin against that commandment. And James says, as long as we sin against one commandment, we sin against all. So we are sinners in need of God's love and care. And he comes to us each and every day through his word, through his sacrament, through each other, to help and encourage one another in this life. Because God knows that we need that strength. God knows that we need each other. God knows as we confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, we need one another to sustain our faith and to keep us always striving toward the goal, as Paul calls it, the call of the upward, the goal of the upward call of Christ Jesus, which is heaven. And you see, that is what our life is about. And we face so many different things, and we face so many difficult things in our lives that we need each other. We need each other to come together and encourage one another in our faith and in our life, because Jesus says, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are from me. We need those hearts to come back to Jesus. In Christ's holy name.